Yeah, I mean, I think it says a lot. I think it says we've got a good football team that we can win different ways. And, you know, I've always said different games, you know, take on different identities. And you never quite know, you know, what it's going to be. If it's going to be a running day or a passing day or whatnot. So, you know, just a good overall team win. I thought a lot of people stepped up and did their part today to get a team win.
Time for a few more guys. Do you have any thought you wouldn't play this morning when you woke up?
Obviously. I mean, I think, you know, you can play just to play to be out there to start. You know, I take a pretty honest assessment of myself of can I perform and am I going to hurt the team? You know what I mean? I have zero selfishness when it comes to, like, I know I have to be out there. You know, I mean, I want to be out there. But if I didn't feel like I could, if I felt like I was going to hurt the team by being out there, then, you know, obviously, but I was kind of counting on Gase and, you know, Fox and those guys to kind of look at me and evaluate me and kind of tell me what they thought as well. So, it was, like I said, last night was pretty miserable. So, it might have crossed my mind a couple of times during a couple of those trips last night.
Are you a big believer in the flu shot or not?
I had one, you know, earlier this year. Broncos supply those for no charge, I think, Patrick, as well. I got one. And I guess I am a believer in it.
Forgive me for my education
background. No, I don't mean any offense, Woody. Right, right. No, well, yeah, I felt like we had to answer. I didn't say anything. Everybody, you know, that's one thing about guys in our huddle. We have a lot of guys kind of speaking up. You know, we have DT will say something, and, you know, you'll hear Vasquez say something. Everybody kind of knows what we have to do. They had some momentum. We thought we had to possess the ball. We could not afford to go three and out and give them the ball right back. You know, I know offensively when you score a touchdown, the best thing that you could see is the defense force a three and out and get you the ball right back while you have some momentum. So for us to maintain the ball, convert some first down, some third downs, hit Emmanuel on a big one down the middle, and then, you know, had the unfortunate holding penalty, which negated a first down, which, you know, might have led to a touchdown. I thought critical third and, you know, 20. We got, I think, 13 yards to DT, which set up Connor, you know, for a field goal. And but that was critical. We overcame some things during the course of that series as well. And that was important to make it a two-score game. There's no question about it because it changes their offensive mentality, you know, going into the next series. I don't know. I don't know if you asked Coach that. So, you know, Coach makes those calls. And obviously, when you have three downs to try to, you know, get into the end zone, you feel like that's plenty and you want to do it during those three downs. And we didn't do it. We had just didn't execute as well on the three downs that we had. And then, you know, disappointing on the one series down there inside the 2 yard line. We had three shots and didn't get it in. Thought we got it in. And, you know, that was part of the game plan, was to score touchdowns down there in the red zone. We thought that was critical. Thought that could have, you know, separated the game, put some pressure on their offense. And so we had to settle for field goals. And that's something that we've always trying to address and trying to fix.
Last question, Woody. Do you remember the last time?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. I haven't had to have an IV in, I'm not even sure I've ever had to have one in 17 years. So it was a new experience last night, and one that I'd prefer not to have, you know, going forward.